Then the funeral party went back up the path to the Nautilus, returning beneath the arches of the forest, through the thickets, along the coral bushes, going steadily higher. Finally the ship's rays appeared. Their luminous trail guided us to the Nautilus. By 1 o'clock we had returned. After changing clothes, I climbed onto the platform, and in the grip of dreadfully obsessive thoughts, I sat next to the beacon. Captain Nemo rejoined me. I stood up and said to him, "So as I predicted, that man died during the night." "Yes, Professor Aronnax," Captain Nemo replied. "And now he rests beside his companions in that coral cemetery." "Yes, forgotten by the world, but not by us. We dig the graves, then entrust the polyps with sealing away our dead for eternity." And with a sudden gesture, the captain hid his face in his clenched fists, vainly trying to hold back a sob. Then he added, "There lies our peaceful cemetery, hundreds of feet beneath the surface of the waves. At least, Captain, your dead can sleep serenely there, out of the reach of sharks." "Yes, sir," Captain Nemo replied solemnly, "of sharks and men." End of Chapter 24. End of the First Part. Recorded by Kurt Wong, October 1st, 2006, New York.